divided into three buildings off of Cote Boulevard in Hanmer. 31 and two-bedroom apartment units were cleared for construction during this week's planning committee meeting. "This is a really good, important development, especially in my neck of the woods, Ward 6 Count. René LaPierre said upon approving the development's required zoning changes. I have a lot of residents that are asking for apartments because they want to stay in the Hanmer area. Although there are housing opportunities elsewhere in Greater Sudbury," he said, "they want to stay where they grew up. I'm sure when the developer gets going, they will be rented in a heartbeat, because the demand is there," he added. Backing up this sentiment, meeting chair and Ward 5 Count Robert Kirwan said one- and two-bedroom units are particularly attractive to older adults in the valley looking to downsize but who don't want to miss out on the ample green space available in the area. "Please, ask your client if he could have a few more of these properties ready to go before too much time, because there is a huge demand in the valley for this type of property," he told Kevin Jarris of Tulloch Engineering, who served as agent for the applicant. The development will include two 12-unit buildings and one 6-unit building, for a total of 30 units, all devoted to one- and two-bedroom apartments. The three buildings will be limited to two stories in height. A report by city planner Glenn Ferguson notes the builds will further diversify and expand upon the availability of affordable and attainable housing options in this part of the city and is therefore consistent with Goal No. 5 housing of the city's strategic plan. He also credits the development with existing within a built-up urban area in Hanmer, which aligns with the recommendations of the city's community energy and emissions plan. The application came before this week's planning committee with one letter of opposition, from area residents James and April Mongrain. They wrote against rezoning the land to allow for higher density builds, which are literally taking the very best of Hanmer away. LaPierre said this was the only message of opposition he has received in relation to the project. Although the planning committee's decision will need to be ratified by City Council as a whole during the special meeting scheduled for October 3, this week's unanimous support points to a likelihood it will pass. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.